T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Rob Archer. In for Chris Edens, our top local story. In a unanimous vote, the LA County Sheriff has been told, keep a list of deputies accused of serious wrongdoing and share it if it could affect a criminal trial.
The Sheriff's Civilian Oversight Commission telling the LA County Sheriff directly to maintain a Brady list. It is a list of deputies, potentially hundreds of them, who have misconduct documented in their personnel files, which makes them not credible to testify as prosecution witnesses in a criminal trial.
It's absolutely incumbent upon the Sheriff to ensure all parties in a criminal action are made aware of any allegations that might cast some doubt on the testimony of the deputy.
Assistant Sheriff Steve Gross responded to the civilian commissioners.
Obviously, we are very aware of the seriousness of this issue, and we are taking steps to resolve it.
Civilian commissioners say not maintaining and disclosing a Brady list threatens the integrity and legitimacy of the criminal justice system in LA County. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Following a multi-million-dollar legal settlement, LA County supervisors are expected to move to create a lead-based paint mitigation program. Let's get more of the story live from KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero in downtown LA.
The board is considering today a series of motions that would authorize the public health department to implement the $134 million program. It would provide priority enrollment to LA County properties that were built before 1951, in which low-income families live with children under the age of 6 or pregnant women living there. It's expected to impact as many as 5,000 homes over the next 8 years. According to public health officials, nearly 3,000 children in the county each year are diagnosed with lead poisoning. Now, along with moving to get this program off the ground, the board is also considering another motion that would maximize job opportunities tied to the program for the homeless. Reporting live in downtown LA, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Governor Newsom has asked California's Attorney General to investigate why the state's gas prices are so high. New analysis from the California Energy Commission says California drivers are paying as much as $1 more per gallon of gasoline than the rest of the country. Newsom said the report suggests big oil companies are misleading and overcharging customers, possibly through false advertising and price fixing. One of the California energy experts welcoming this inquiry is Severin Borenstein of UC Berkeley. He tells KNX it's worth spending millions on this probe.
This is going to be a challenging investigation, but I think that given what this is costing Californians, it is well worth doing a full-fledged investigation and at least making our best effort to figure out what's wrong with the California market, because something is definitely wrong when we are paying an extra $4 or $5 billion a year.
He says that California's lack of a refining capacity alone would not account for the high gas prices we all pay. Another horse has died at a Southern California racetrack, this time at Los Alamitos. Officials there confirm a 2-year-old filly named Forgot the Rose was fatally hurt during a race Sunday night, but they're not saying how. She had 5 starts in her career, including 2 first-place finishes. Her death came the same weekend that Cruz euthanized Satchel Paige at Santa Anita after that horse broke an ankle while racing. Parents in Pasadena will get their last chance tonight to convince the school board to spare their schools. The district is expected to take a vote this week on which middle and high schools to close due to budget shortfalls. At an earlier discussion, one school board member said closures are inevitable.
It is also important that the parents, that you as parents, that you prepare your child or your children for this in a positive way, because they're going to land hard if you take it hard. If you project that on them.
Tonight's community meeting is set for 6 o'clock at John Muir High School. The district voted to close 3 elementary schools last month. The chancellor of the Cal State University system is stepping down. Timothy White has held CSU's top job since 2012 and has made improved graduation rates a top priority. He plans to retire at the end of the school year in May. University of California President Janet Napolitano announced her retirement last month. She plans to leave in August. One of Southern California's biggest ski resorts is looking to hire several hundred workers this upcoming snow season. Snow Valley Ski Resort has both indoor and outdoor positions available, which include ski patrol and ski and snowboarding instructors. Resort Human Resources Director Dave Miller tells Skenix the perks are what motivate people to apply every year.
Employees get a free season pass for themselves and then heavily discounted for their eligible family members.
He says some people come back each year to work because they just like to ski. The first hiring event is this Saturday, followed by two more on November 2nd and November 6th. The Los Angeles Ethics Commission has fined a real estate company more than $70,000 for violating the city's political campaign finance laws. The panel says that company, Hillcrest LLC, admitted giving an illegal amount of money to the campaign of a 2015 city council candidate by making contributions under the names of lots of different people. As it turns out, incidentally, that candidate lost the race anyway.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.